Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of The Business Side, this week with Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Well, after years of planning and hearing about it in various media, ground has finally been broken on the Town Branch Commons project.
That's right. The city officials broke ground on the project here recently, and this will be the first phase of the linear park project running through downtown Lexington that will eventually link the Town Branch and the Legacy Trails, and will also include Town Branch Park, which will be constructed after they finished all the remodeling project on Rupp Arena and the Convention Center. So it's a huge project, and that's one that's finally underway.
And one that required, $13 million Tiger Grant?
Oh, a lot of money headed towards this project. That's right. Actually, a $14.1 million federal Tiger Grant, more than $13 million in state and federal grants, and a public-private partnership between the city and the Town Branch Fund. And so far, that fund has picked up in excess of $6 million in private donations. So funds are rolling in.
So this is a significant infrastructure investment in the downtown area. How do they hope to recoup that money that's being spent on this?
Well, it's being pitched as a very transformative project for downtown, and as with projects of this nature, infrastructure improvement projects, it's hard to say what kind of economic development and businesses and opportunities it might spur in the future. So they're just hoping on the transformative aspects of the project.
And so this project will involve several phases. What is phase one?
Well, the first phase is literally laying the groundwork for the project. So people might see work crews around the area of Main Street and Elm Tree Lane, and they'll be working to reroute utility lines and upgrading the sewer to prepare for later phases of the project.
And downtown Lexington and the UK campus now have a new bike sharing program that just got implemented not too long ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's hard to miss all the bright orange bikes that are stationed throughout downtown and around the University of Kentucky's campus. And that is part of a bike share project, as you mentioned, from a company called Spin. They've rolled out 500 of these bikes, and they'll be tracking the usage and where folks take them and where they like to park them, with the goal of expanding the program in Lexington here in the near future.
This is not the first bike share program for downtown Lexington. What is different about this one?
You're right. Lexington has tried this before. A big difference on this one is that the bikes do not have to be, they don't require a specific docking station or a bike rack. People can unlock them with an app on their phone and find bikes in their area via GPS, ride them, and then park them anywhere within the boundaries, and pull a lever to lock the bikes and be on their way.
And, of course, with the Town Branch Commons, kind of also going in downtown, we could be seeing a lot of those orange bikes rolling through downtown Lexington very, very soon.
Yeah, I've already seen a lot of them. It seems like they're getting a lot of use. And like I said, folks can sign up to the app and ride those bikes and find them in their area. And they can also be used by preloaded cards are available for purchase. A variety of locations downtown. So you don't even need a smartphone to make use of the services.
That's all the time that we have today on The Business Side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. And the director's cut of our interview is available at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.